Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began yesterday discussing and talking about seeing what Scripture has to say about the seasons of the Lord. There are natural seasons that occur in our natural world that we live in, but there are also spiritual seasons that God's people go through. And you, as you're listening to me today, you might be going through a season of testing, but I want to remind you that it will soon be over, and you will again hear the voice of your beloved speak to you, as he did in the Song of Songs, 2nd chapter, verses 10 through 13. Let me share that. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of the birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Here, the lover is discussing the coldness and barrenness of winter is gone, and the beauty and the excitement and the new life that comes with spring is upon them. And so, regardless of where you're at right now, know that God is in control of your life. My times are in your hand. That's what the Scripture tells us. Our times are in His hands, and so He knows. He never allows us to be tempted above what we're able, and He knows exactly because He loves us so intimately, knows us so intimately, and desires His very best for us, that He controls and channels and perfects those areas in our lives that need His touch. He's responding to our prayers. We want to be like Him. And so He enables situations to be brought into our lives, seasons in our lives, where we learn lessons that perhaps could be learned no other way. So the key, regardless of what season you may be in, is to ask the Lord what purpose is in whatever you're going through, so that you may learn His lessons in it, and that you'll be able to progress into the next stage of growth and maturity and development. And so there are various reasons, but it's important to have a sense of what He's doing. And he doesn't withhold he doesn't try to keep us guessing. Sometimes, yes, we need to walk by faith, but there are times that He will give us clarity to understand why we're going through the times that we're going through. So let's learn now what are the seasons of the Lord that we can experience? Well, first of all, let's start with a very pleasant one, and that's times of refreshing in His presence. There are seasons, and you perhaps can relate, I can in my own life, there's seasons of fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes we have to count it all joy by faith, right? But other times we can enjoy His presence and His blessings without measure. Prayer is easy, and the Word is a delight. Things just seem to flow together beautifully. New and precious truths drop so readily into our spirits, and learning can be a continuous unfolding of the revelation of God. I love those times. There's times I've experienced that, and I trust you have as well. There's like an inner well bubbling up like an artesian fountain, and the joy of the Lord overflows. And actually, it doesn't even matter so much what is going on around you, even the trials you go through, because of where you are at spiritually. And it's a wonderful place to be in. In Acts, the third chapter, verse 19, the word of the Lord says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted." There's an instruction there. We are to search our souls and see if there's anything we're doing that's displeasing to the Lord. Be converted. Remember, the Lord said that to Peter. When you're converted, strengthen the brethren. It goes on to say, "Repent ye therefore, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." And it's important to note in this scripture that those times of refreshing follow repentance. And although Peter is preaching to the Jews concerning the initial turning from sin at the time of conversion, nonetheless, a spiritual principle is clearly evident here. And in Isaiah, let me share a scripture from chapter 41, verses 17 through 18. "When the poor and needy," this is the Lord speaking, "seek water, and there is none," and that could be in the natural or even spiritually, "and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open up rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys." Whether you're on the mountaintop or down in the valley, He can open rivers, He can open fountains, He will bring refreshing. "I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water." How can we receive spiritual refreshment if you're feeling you're in dire need of that today? Well, what does that scripture say? By being poor and needy. When you're poor and needy before the Lord and cry out to the Lord is saying, as He spoke to Israel, He said, "I'm not going to forsake you." And if you're thirsting and you're hungering after righteousness, He's going to open up rivers and fountains. But it's so being poor and needy really is reflections of one's attitude toward the Lord. Matthew 5 and 6, this is these are the words of Jesus. "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Note, this promise is to fill those who are hungering and thirsting. Praise God. If you've ever been really hungry and you had the opportunity to sit down to a good meal, you know the satisfaction of being full after you've been really hungry for a time. And so He promises that to us spiritually. And Mary prophesied, remember, when she learned that she was going to bear the Savior. In Luke, the first chapter, verse 53, she said, "He hath filled," speaking of the Lord, "the hungry with good things, and the rich He hath sent empty away." And, you know, many like to boast that, well, you know, we're rich, we're blessed, we're increased with goods, have need of nothing. Does that sound familiar? When actually, they're in the most miserable of states. And if those words ring a bell, it is taken from the book of Revelation, the third chapter, to the church of Laodicea, basically 14 through 22. And the Lord says in verse 15, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm," and sometimes that is a danger we can slip into without even realizing it, "and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest," you see, unlike a person who says and recognizes they're poor and needy, they're saying, "Well, I'm rich. I've increased with goods. I have all these material blessings. So I have spiritual blessings. I don't really need anything." And the Lord is saying, "Don't you know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked?" And in verse 18, He says, "I counsel thee," He's advising, "to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. He's talking to one of the churches. He's not talking to unbelievers. He's talking to his people. And so now we can see that times of refreshing will come as we repent, as it says in that chapter, that verse in Acts that I shared with you. And so the seasons of refreshing are wonderful times. They're most precious. They're like vats bursting forth new wine and oil. But they're not the only season of God's climate for his chosen. It's popular to preach this way, but as we look at the Word of God, it's really not true according to his Word. There are many Christians who believe God has forsaken them when storm clouds come. They've been taught that there's no period of heaviness possible for a follower of Jesus Christ. And remember, Jesus, his sweat poured like great drops of blood in his hour of agony. And so, yes, there are wonderful seasons of refreshing and the experience of the presence of the Lord and God's goodness, his blessings, but also there are seasons of need or temptations. And in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 16, when we are in seasons like this, we're invited to come boldly unto the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in the time of need. And the last phrase can be translated more accurately in seasonal times of need, or simply in seasons of need. Jesus is our merciful and compassionate high priest, and he longs to relieve the cry of those who call unto him in distress. He suffered in his temptations, and he, as our Savior who went before, is fully acquainted with the trials of life. Well, my time has flown in. We will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write. So many have testified over the decades that the response they received was just the word, the prophetic word, the scripture they needed, and it was a word in season for them because the Holy Spirit knows where they're at and what they're going through and what they need. So I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact info. I love you, pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.